此而出。这是上帝的话语。请坐，我们欢迎黄传道，还有啊，
God is good, and all the time, He is good indeed, isn't it? All right, and I'm so glad today that we have a combined service.
我很高兴今天早晨我们是联合崇拜。
And to see the whole hall filled up with God's people, eager to hear His word.
而整个会堂充满了神的子民，很热忱的在期待着神向他们说话。
Yeah, and over here I see Anita and Anissa. Welcome back to church. And Joseph as well.
还有
Where are you,
Joseph?
Yeah. You know, you do not know how much you encourage the pastors and the leaders to see your face every Sunday.
你不晓得你每个星期出现的时候，你的出现如何的激励和鼓励到我们所有的牧者。
Your presence in church matters.
你的出现和你的出席在教会里面是很重要的。
Your worship to God matters.
你对神的敬拜是很重要的。
And most important, your heart matters.
最重要的，你的心。是很重要的。
今天我可以跟你们谈心吗
？Can I talk to you about our hearts today?
Well done. Yeah. So today's topic is about guarding your heart.
今天的主题是关于如何保守你的心。
You know, we are increasingly living in a perilous time.
我们的世界在活在一个很危险的时代。
As we see the world accelerating.To fulfill end times prophecy.
我们看到我们的世界快速朝着末世预言实现的方向前进。
Just as Jesus warned us in Matthew 24.
在马太福音二十四章，耶稣警告我们。
That there will be more wars, rumors of wars.
会有很多国打国，甚至国打国的谣言。
Natural disasters and man-made disasters.
很多的天灾和人祸。
These are not merely headlines.
这些不只是报章的头条。
They are signs for us.
他们是迹象，是给我们的迹象。
Urging us to be alert.
提醒我们要警醒。
Wake up.
醒来。
And anchor your hope in Jesus Christ.
然后把你的盼望和希望锚定在耶稣基督的身上。
Can you tell neighbor, wake up?
你告诉你的邻居，醒来。
Wake up, everybody! Wake up! It's time to wake up.
醒来，每一个人是醒来的时候了。
Yeah, it's time to hear the word of God and be serious about it.
是时候仔细和严肃的来聆听神的话语了。
Exactly, and especially your heart.
特别是你的心。
Is your heart right with God?
你的心与神对齐了吗
？Yeah, and one of the most urgent things that we must do in these end times.
在这个末了的时代，我们的当务之急
is to get your heart right with God.
就是在神的面前，把你的心与神对齐。
You know, about 3 weeks ago, my wife and I went for a health check.
大概三个礼拜之前，我和我的太太 Liget 去做了一个健康检查。
Yeah, and among the tests, it's not moving. Among the tests is, let me see. Oh, right. Sorry.Can someone help me? Okay, yeah, is that right? Yeah, I think I have to point there. Yeah, so we went for a health check, and they did several tests, and one of the tests was an ECG test.
我们去做了健康检查，而其中的一个检查呢，就是一个心电图的检查。
And one of the tests, the ECG test to test the rhythm, your heart rhythm.
那这个心电图呢，就是来检查我们的心率的。
Now your physical heart is the most important part of your body.
你的心脏是你的整个身体当中最重要的一个器官。
If you lose a hand, can you still live?
如果你少了一条手臂，你还能活吗
？You still can live.
你还可以活。
If you lose a limb, can you still live?
你失掉一条腿，你还能活吗？你还能活。
But when you lose your heart,
但是当你失去你的心脏
，It's game's over.
你就玩完了。
In the same way, it is the same with our spiritual heart.
同样的，我们的属灵心脏也是同一个光景。
What you put in your heart matters.
你放在你的心里面是什么东西是很重要的。
Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, For everything you do flows from it.
箴言二十四说，你要保守你的心，因为你一生的心，一生的果效都是从心产生。
So we really need to guard our heart.
所以我们真的要谨守我们的心。
Because everything flows from your heart.
因为一切的事情都是由我们的心发出的。
Your decisions.
你的决策。
Your emotions.
你的感情。
Your will.
你的意志。
Even the direction of your life, your destiny depends on your heart condition.
甚至你的人生的方向和你的命运都是从你的心所做的决定而影响的。
In other words, what you put into your heart will determine the course of your life.
换而言之，你放在你的心里面是什么，都会决定你的人生。
What you put in your heart will determine the course of your life.
你放在你心里面的会决定你人生的方向。
So if you look at me today,
你今天看到的我,
on the outward I look well, right?
我的外表看起来很健康。
I am quite a healthy and vibrant old man.
我是一个挺充满活力, 健康的乐龄人士。
Yeah. 乐龄人士。 It's true. Nowadays when I take MRT, people stand up and say,Uncle 坐。
OK， 我现在去乘搭地铁的时候，很多好心的人都会说：“来，先生，你请坐。”
And then when you go market, the old auntie when I tell them my age, she said， 哎，不可能啊，不可能，你好像是五十多岁罢了。
When I go to the market, the people, the aunties who are at the store say, "Cannot be, you look like you're in your fifties only."
So on the outward, I look good.
所以从外表来看，我看起来非常好。
But my medical report said the say otherwise.
但是我的健康报告，所说的是另外一回事。
The report showed that I'm overweight.
报告显示我超重。
Yeah, my cholesterol is not normal. It's a bit high.
我的胆固醇超出健康的范围。
And more worrying is that my ECG report shows some abnormalities.
那比较令人担心的是，我的心电图显示我的心律不齐。
So it's the same with all of us as Christians.
同样的，我们每一个作为基督徒的。
You know, some of us may look very well on the outside every Sunday as we come to church.
我们可能外观看起来都很好，我们来主日的时候，我们都看起来非常棒。
Yeah, we smile.
我们笑。
We greet each other with Christian jargons.
我们用属灵和基督徒的熟悉的话语来问候对方。
But inside your heart may be telling a different story.
但是你的心里面可能是另外一个风景。
Some of you may be suffering from spiritual high cholesterol like me.
你们当中也许有一些人跟我一样，但是你们的是心里面有属灵的高胆固醇。
Cholesterol is bad. Bad cholesterol is really bad for your heart.
坏的胆固醇对我们的身体是非常不好的。
It will cause you to be weary.
它会让你很疲惫。
It will weigh you down.
它会让你感觉负担很沉重。
And most of all, you lose the joy of the Lord.
你会失去救恩的喜乐。
So today, as we hear this sermon,
所以今天当我们听这个讲道的时候，
let this be your own personal health screening.
让这个今天的讲道作为你个人的健康检查时光。
Let the Holy Spirit be your chief cardiologist.
让圣灵保惠师做你的首席心脏科医生。
I want you to listen to this sermon for yourself.
我要你今天为你自己好好的聆听神的话语。
Don't say, "Oh, my brother should hear it, my friend should hear it." Hear it for yourself.
不要说哦，今天的讲道是为我的朋友，或今天的讲道是为我的兄弟。说的为你自己聆听。
So if you hear today's word and there is a sin that you need to confess,
你今天听了今天的讲道，如果你有当任的罪，你就认罪。
Confess it.
认罪。
If there's any unforgiveness in your heart,
若你心里有不饶恕
，forgive.
你就饶恕。
If there's any resentment, bitterness, repent of it.
若是心里有怨恨或者苦毒，你就悔改，释放他们。
Let's set it.Honestly to God this morning, you know, the psalmist, what the psalmist said in Psalms 139.
今天我们像诗人一样，很诚实的来到神的面前，像诗篇139章23到24节所说的。
All right, you can either read in Chinese or English.
你可以选择用英语或华语来念。
Let's read it twice.
我们来一起念两遍。
两遍好吗 ？OK， 一二三。This is what we should do. Examine your heart daily.
这是我们应该做的，就是每天来审查我们的心。
Now let us look at what the Bible says about the heart.
让我们来看看圣经里面如何描述我们人心。
And now you have heard it say, you know, follow your heart.
你常常会听到很多人说，啊，随着你的心走吧。
But is your heart reliable?
但是你的心可靠吗？
Let's look at what Scripture say.
我们来看看圣经怎么说。
Firstly,Scripture tells us that all of humanity is born with a depraved and deformed heart.
圣经说的，我们每一个人，一出世的时候，我们都已经，有了一颗与生俱来的一个邪僻的心。
Can we read Psalms 51:5 together?
我们可以一起念诗篇五十一章五节吗？
一二三。And the heart is full of evil and madness. Ecclesiastes 9:3. Let's read together.
传道书九章三节，来，我们大家一起念。
And of course, our text today, Jeremiah 17:9. Let's read it. It's deceitful. The heart is sick.
好，今天的主经文十七耶利米书十七章九节，我们来念。
God sees the idolatry, the stubbornness, and the rebelliousness of our heart.
神看到我们的心里面有偶像，我们顽固，我们悖逆。
That's why the Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, promised to give us a new heart. Ezekiel, not Isaiah.
所以神在以西结书三十六章二十六章说，三十六章二十六节说，他要给我们一颗新的心。
A heart is no good.
我们的心不好。
Our heart is sick.
我们的心生病了。
Our heart is deceitful.
我们的心充满了欺诈。
We need a new heart.
我们需要新的心。
Let's read Ezekiel 36:26 together.
我们一起念以西结书三十六章二十六节。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the new heart that you gave us.
感谢主，感谢神，你给我们新的心。
You know, for the Christians, this prophecy was fulfilled in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ in Calvary.
对于基督徒来说，这个预言在哥哥达耶稣的死、埋葬和复活已经实现了。
But for the nation of Israel, it will be fulfilled in the millennium.
但是对以色列这个国家来说，这个预言尚未实现，将会在耶稣在千禧年降临的时候才实现。
Now, since God has given us a new heart, does that mean that our heart now is pure and sinless, and we are all saints?
那既然神说他已经给了我们一个新的心，那是不是代表我们已经有了新的心和新的灵？我们是不是心已经纯洁和圣洁了？我们是否已经立刻成圣了？
是吗？
是吗 ？Is it?
How I wish it was so, right?
我愿意是如此简单。
But spiritual growth is a process.
但是属灵成长是一个过程。
It starts with a single act of faith when we believe Jesus.
这是从你一开始信耶稣的时候，的一个举动开始。
Then God gives you the Holy Spirit.
那上帝给你圣灵。
And slowly He will point out to you all your faults and all those things that are unpleasing to God.
那圣灵会引导你，让你看到你里面不讨神喜悦的一切的东西。
And gradually over time,
渐渐逐渐的过程，时间过去之后。
And over the decisions that we made,
随着你的决策的改变。
We become less sin focused and God focused.
我们就会变得，逐渐从聚焦于罪，改到聚焦于神。
Now, what are the things that clog the hearts?
有什么东西是会阻塞在我们的心的呢？
Just as an uncontrolled diet of junk food and fatty food will clog the arteries of our heart.
正如无节制的垃圾食物和高脂肪的食物会使我们的胆固醇增加，最后使我们的心血管阻塞。
So similarly, when we consume too much of worldly things, consume things that the worldly value, it will also clog up our spiritual heart.
当我们无心、毫无防备的不停的接受世俗的价值观和世俗的影响的时候，也会阻塞我们的心灵血管。
In the world of today of social media, what are you letting your eyes feed on, and what are you hearing with your ears?
在今天这个社媒充斥的时代，你的眼睛你在喂养它什么？你的耳朵在听什么
？So we have to be careful. Be careful, little eyes, what you see.
你要小心谨慎，你的眼睛看到的是什么
？Be selective in your hearing.
你要仔细的选择性的听。
And be careful with what you say with your mouth.
要小心谨慎，你用嘴说了什么
？What are other harmful influences that will clog the spiritual heart？
还有什么是会一些不良的影响和态度会影响我们的心的呢
？Firstly, I believe that everything, that not everything, many things, many spiritual trouble come about because of spiritual slothfulness and apathy。
我相信，我个人认为，很多属灵的问题都是我们在陷入惰性和冷漠的时候，开始扎根的。
But our apathy does not happen overnight.
但是我们这个产生冷漠的过程，不是一夜之间就造成的。
It begins slowly over time.
是一个缓慢的过程。
And it can become spiritually deadly.
但是它是我们的长久以往是一个属灵的致命伤。
And it begins.By giving ourselves reasonable excuse,
我们会给自己找很多合理的借口。
今天我很累，我不上教堂了。
今天我 today I'm very tired. I'm not going to the church.
Oh, he said, you know, we neglect reading the Bible. He said, I don't understand the Bible. It's a boring book.
我们忽略阅读圣经。我们说圣经是很无聊的书，不想读。
We become spiritually slothful in our prayer life.
我们可以在我们的属灵的祷告的生命当中，也逐渐的开始懒惰。
I said God doesn't answer to my prayer. He has more important things to listen to.
可能上帝忙着回应别人的祷告，更重要的祷告，我的就不需要了。
All these excuses sound reasonable.
这些借口听起来都合理。
It's not about the excuses.
但是这不关乎你的借口。
The issue is about your heart.
最重要的因素是你的心。
You have lost the passion for God.
你失去了起初爱神的心。
You know, sometimes as pastors, we overlook our congregation.
作为你们的牧者，我们看到我们的会众的时候
，It saddens us when we see our congregation member coming with listlessness and with a long-drawn face, full of worries and anxieties.
当我们看到我们的当中一些弟兄姐妹就是带着沉重的心和沮丧的脸来教会的时候，我感到很难过。
But worship is a joyful thing.
但是敬拜和聚会是一个充满喜悦的事情。
When you come to church, you are meeting God.
当你来教会的时候，你是与神相会。
How is your heart?
你的心如何
？Is it filled with joy?
是充满喜乐吗
？Expectation.
期望吗
？And hope.
还是盼望。
Or you come to church as though you are baptized with lemon juice.
还是你是带着被柠檬洗礼的灵来到教会。
Guard your heart against drifting and slothfulness.
所以谨守你的心，不要陷入惰性，也不要陷入冷漠。
Come back to your first love.
回到你起初的爱。
Because your presence matters.
你的存在很重要。
Your worship matters to God.
你的敬拜对神很重要。
And most of all, your heart matters to God.
你的心，神很在乎。
The second cause of causing spiritual cholesterol is this unforgiveness.
第二个造成你的属灵高胆固醇的因素就是不愿意饶恕。
Your unwillingness to let go.Of your offenses block the flow of God's love and grace in your life.
你不愿意饶恕冒犯你的人，会阻碍神的恩典在你的生命里流动。
Where there is no forgiveness,
当你不愿意原谅的时候
you cannot truly worship God.
你不能够真正的敬拜神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you have already disobeyed God for you to forgive others.
因为你已经不顺服神对你的命令了，就是要你饶恕的命令了。
When we withhold forgiveness, we grieve the Holy Spirit.
当我们选择不饶恕的时候，我们使圣灵忧伤。
Our heart grows cold.
我们的心灵会变冷漠。
Our spirit life shriver.
我们的灵命会枯萎。
We lose our peace and joy.
我们失去我们的平安和喜乐。
That comes from walking in step with the Holy Spirit. That comes from walking in step with the Holy Spirit.
的应该有这个，如果你与圣灵同行的时候，是应该有的平安和喜乐都失去了。
And if you are a ministry leader, you are cell group leader, you are leading a ministry.
如果你是某个事工的领袖。可能是小组或者是其他的领袖。
I want you to listen carefully.
我要你仔细的聆听。
And if you are harboring bitterness in your heart,
如果你心中还保有怨恨和苦毒，
you'll not be able to minister effectively.
你没有办法有果效的服事。
Because you have obstructed the love of God from flowing through you to others.
因为你本身拦阻了应该由你这边流通出去的神的爱。
Yes, you may still be able to function outwardly if, you know, as if nothing happened.
虽然外表上你看起来你还是能够很好的运行。
But if you are just simply working without love, that is not love, that is slavery.
但是如果你是没有带着爱去服侍的话，你的服侍是没有价值的，因为那等于奴役。
Worse still, your words will lose its anointing.
更糟糕的，你的话语会失去恩膏。
Yes, they may still sound correct.
他们听起来可能正确。
But they lack the spiritual weight and divine authority that comes from a life that is aligned with the heart of God.
但是他们却是没有属灵重量，也没有属灵的权柄。这些一切都是来自于神。
So you need to guard your heart against unforgiveness, resentment, and bitterness.
所以你要保守你的心，防范不肯饶恕。怨恨和苦毒。
The next point is pride.
接下来这一点是骄傲。
You know a person is righteous and walking right with God when he is humble.
你知道一个人如果他有谦卑，就是他是有义的标志，他是与神同行的。
But pride, on the other hand,
但是骄傲呢
？Is a heart of self-centeredness.
是一个自我中心的人。
A prideful person cares about his ego and reputation more than he cares for others.
一个骄傲的人专注的是什么？是自己的自尊心和他的声誉。
Because of this, he refuses to admit his mistakes.
因为这样子，他不愿意承认自己的错误。
He rejects correction.
他拒绝改正。
And will not apologize.
也并不会为自己的错误道歉。
Or takes responsibility for his own shortcoming.
也不会为自己的缺点。向别人求原谅。
When he or she is confronted,
当别人与他对质的时候
，a prideful person always dig in.
一个很骄傲的人通常都会顽固的坚持己见。
He'll cling on to his own opinion.
他会紧紧的抓住自己的立场。
And refuse to look at other person's point of view.
而拒绝去看别人的立场。
So guard your heart against the spirit of pride.
所以当保守你的心 防范骄傲的灵。
Next is a critical and judgmental spirit that will clog up our spiritual heart.
好，接下来是这个批判和论断的灵会如何阻塞我们的心。
When Jesus said, "Do not judge," in Matthew 7,
当主耶稣基督在马太福音七章说不要论断的时候
，Can Christians judge? Can I judge someone?
我可以论断人吗？一个基督徒可以论断人吗
？Can we judge？
我们可以吗
？Yes, we can judge.
是的，我们可以。
But what is the end goal of judgment？
但是你论断别人，你最后要达到的目的是什么
？Is it for condemnation or for restoration？
你是要修复你们的关系，还是你要定罪他
？What Jesus is warning us when he said, "Do not judge," is against hypocritical, harsh, and self-righteous kind of judgment.
主耶稣提醒我们不要论断的时候，是说我们不要自以为义的和自以为是的，来去论断别人。
Jesus is cautioning us against you know, thinking that I'm better than the others.
主耶稣提醒我们不要想自己比别人强。
When we are quick to judge others,
当我们很快地论断别人的时候，
when we can see the speck in the other people's eye,
我们一直看到弟兄眼中的刺的时候，
we forget the plank that is in our eyes.
我们忘记了其实梁木在我们自己眼里。
So when Christians are called to judge,
当基督徒要论断的时候，要评判的时候，
you are judged with truth, with love,
你要带着真理，
and with humility,
和谦卑的心。
So it's always wise to examine yourself before you judge others.
所以你要带着智慧的，先审视你自己的心，你才去批判别人。
And the goal of Christian judgment is always restoration, not condemnation.
而我们作为基督徒，我们去论断和审判的时候，我们的目标应该总是为了修复关系，而不是为了定他人的罪。
Look at what Oswald Chambers said.
这个奥斯瓦德张博士说，
Every wrong we see in another.Jesus finds in us.
我们在他人身上看到的每一个过失，耶稣也可以在我们身上看到。
He tells us that if we see a speck in another's eye, it means we have a plank in our own eyes.
他告诉我们，如果我们在别人的眼里看见刺，那代表我们自己的眼里有梁木。
So do not be judgmental.
所以不要有批判的灵。
You spend so much time judging others.
我们花这么多时间论断别人的时候，
you have no time to love them.
你没有时间去爱他。
The Christian principle, the Christian foundation is love.
我们基督教的基础就是爱。
Okay, the fifth thing that will clog up our heart is bad company.
第五个会阻塞我们心的就是坏朋友。
First Corinthians 15:33 say, bad company corrupts good character.
哥林多前书十五章三十三节的警告是：你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏善行。
You know who you surround yourself with is important.
你在你的身边围绕了什么人是很重要的。
Because it will shape your values.
因为它会塑造你的价值观。
It will also shape your speech.
也会塑造你的言行。
And even your direction of life.
甚至是你人生的方向。
Therefore, choose friends who will stir up your faith.
所以你要选择会挑旺你信心的朋友。
Sharpen your spirit.
加强你灵命的朋友。
Walk in the fear of the Lord.
和敬畏神的人做朋友。
And those of you who are looking for a life partner.
那如果你在寻找生命中的另一半的。
Be careful not to be unequally yoked.
你切记不要与不信的人同父一轭。
Choose someone that shares your faith and values.
选择一个与你信仰相同和价值观相同。
So that you can walk together in unity and purpose with him or her.
那你们可以同心合一的同行。
So guard your heart by choosing good company.
所以你要保守你的心，选择合适的好的朋友。
So how then do we keep a healthy heart?
那我们如何保持我们的心脏健康呢？
Our heart is a sacred place where God communes with us.
我们的心应该是与神时时相会的一个很圣洁的地方。
It's a holy place.
是一个很神圣的地方。
So you need to keep it tender to God, for God.
所以你应该为神保持你的心柔软。
One way to do that is to saturate yourself daily with God's word.
那其中一个做法呢，就是每一天浸泡在神的话语里面。
Let's read Psalm 119:11 together.
我们一起念诗篇119章11节。
One more time, please.
再念一遍。
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪。
One more time.
再念一遍。
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪。
How can you hide God's word in your heart when you don't read the Bible?
如果你不阅读圣经，请问你如何将神的话语藏在你的心里？
How can you defend yourself against temptation if there's no word in your heart?
你如何防范试探？如果你的心中没有神的话
，This is a secret how we overcome sin.
这是一个超越罪的一个秘诀。
秘诀是什么
？What is the secret?
The more words you hide in God's word, it got in your heart.
你当你
把 more of God's word is hidden in your heart.
当你把更多的神的话语藏在你的心中的时候
，The lesser sin appeals to you.
罪对你的吸引力就会减少。
You know, the word of God is a compass and a shield.
神的话是像一个指南针和一个盾牌。
It is a compass because it keeps us in the straight and narrow way.
它像一个指南针，会带领你走在那个正确的窄路上。
It's a shield because the truth will keep us away from deception.
因为也是个盾牌，它会保护我们不受到恶者的欺骗。
So let the word of God strengthen you.
让神的话语来坚固你。
Guide you.
来引领你。
Guard you.
来保守你。
And anchor you in truth in every season of your life.
并且在你的生命的每一个季节里面，让你锚定在真理里面。
Okay. Have I missed this? Be quick to repent.
要快快的悔改。
Let me see. Sorry. This is giving a helping heart to you, right? Yeah, forgiveness and repentance are the spiritual habit of all Christians.
悔改和这个饶恕应该是我们基督徒的核心的一些习惯。
It's not only a core habit. We are called to repent quickly.
它不应该只是一个习惯，它应该是一个指示，我们要快快的悔改。
Why? Because the longer we keep bitterness in the heart.
为什么呢？因为当我们心中藏着苦毒很长的时间的时候
，resentment will take place。
我们就会有怨恨。
Don't let resentment, the toxins invade your heart. Repent quickly.
不要让毒素积累在你的心里面，你要快快的悔改。
Proverbs 19:11 say, "It's the man's glory to overlook an offense, more noble to overlook than to overreact an offense." It's more noble.To overlook, forget it. All right, move on.
箴言十九章十一节说，饶恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。所以我们要选择饶恕，比被冒犯的反应过度来的高尚。
You don't have to react to every offense.
不需要每次别人冒犯你的时候，你都要很大的反应。
Therefore, diffuse any offense before it becomes toxic to your heart.
所以你要尝试化解被冒犯的这些情绪。不要让它变成你心里面的毒素。
And also be watchful what you feed your heart.
你要小心你喂养什么给你的心。
The eyes, the eye gate, your ear gate, and your mouth gate is directly connected to your heart.
你的眼睛、你的耳朵和你的舌头、嘴巴都是与你的心紧紧相连的。
So if you have repeated exposure to, you know, worldly values, worldly kind of things.You know, addicted to sexual kind of movies or what you call, you know, TikTok and all kind of things.
如果你常常一直不停的接触到在这些世俗的价值和世俗的形象的一些不纯洁的或者暴力的一些比较不属神的一些画面和价值观。
Let me ask you.How do we receive faith?
我们如何领受信心?
Where do faith come from?
信心是从哪里来的?
What did the Bible say?
圣经怎么说的?
Anyone? In Romans 10, it said,
罗马书十章,
faith comes from hearing.
信心是从听来的。
And hear what? Hearing the word of God.
听什么呢? 听神的话语。
So does doubt.
同样的疑惑
fear
恐惧
and unbelief
和不信
also comes by hearing
也是从听来的
so what are you hearing today
那你今天听到了什么
right and then your ears is also connected to your spirit
你的也与你的灵连接
yeah so we have to be selective in what you hear
所以你要选择性的选择你听什么
not everything is helpful for you
不是每件事情都对你有益。
How about your mouth?
那你的嘴呢？
你的嘴巴呢
？How about your mouth?
有没有刷牙
？Did you brush your teeth?
会不会臭啊
？Does it smell bad?
Proverbs 18:21 said, "Death and life is in the power of the tongue."
箴言十八章二十一说，生死在舌头的权下。
Your tongue can bring life and blessing to others.
我们的舌可以带来生命或者祝福
or your tongue can bring death and destruction to others
或者可以带来死亡和毁灭
watch your mouth
所以保守看顾你的嘴
your mouth is used for blessing not cursing
你的嘴要用来祝福别人，不要来咒诅别人。
To reconcile others, not to condemn others.
用来与别人修复关系，而不是用来定别人的罪。
Fourthly, be connected to Jesus.
然后第四点就是要与神连结。
Keeping your heart healthy, be connected to Jesus 24/7.
一天二十四小时，一周七天，你都要紧紧的与主相连。
Do you think of Jesus often throughout the day?
你一天当中有多长时候会思想到耶稣？
Do you make decisions and say, "Ask Lord, what do you think about this?"
你在做决定的时候，你会问主啊，你这件事你如何看待？
It's important.
很重要。
You know, when we are connected to Jesus, we are being cleansed regularly.
当我们与神连结的时候，我们一直不停地被他洁净。
When we are connected to Jesus, we experience His peace and joy.
当我们与神连结的时候，我们可以领受到他的平安和喜乐。
And when you are connected to Jesus, you are not so easily shaken by bad news.
当你与神紧紧连结的时候，你不会容易被坏的消息动摇。
And the more I am connected to Jesus 24/7.
当我一天二十四小时，一天二十四小时，每周七天，紧紧与神连接的时候
，The more you become like him，
我就会越来越像他。
One of the prayer that I like to pray is in the outer court。
我最比较喜欢做的常做的一个祷告。
In the outer court, there are two items。
就是有两个因素，有两个重点。
This is an altar of sacrifice。
一个就是一个Altar sacrifice， 牺牲祭的殿，献祭的殿。
对，另外一个就是一个洗手的盆子。
那个洗手的
basin。
Okay, the wash basin. Okay.
So whenever first you are cleansed by the blood of Christ，
所以当我们被神的宝血洁净的时候
，then we wash our hands。
然后我们把我们的手洗干净。
When you look at the basin，
当你看那个盆的水的时候
，do you see the reflection of Jesus in you？
你会看到耶稣的倒影吗？
And that's what we need to do.
那是我们应该做的。
And it can only reflect the life of Jesus, the love of Jesus only when we are connected to him daily.
我们唯有与他紧紧连接，我们才可以变得更像他。
So let me ask you a few questions in concluding.
在总结的时候，我们来问你几个问题。
Because guarding your heart is not about protecting yourself.
保守你的心不是关乎于保守你自己的安全。
The question is your heart aligned with that of God?
而是你的心是否与神对齐。
Are there any spiritual cholesterol in your heart today?
你的心里面是否有属灵的胆固醇？
Would you say today, Lord, my heart is not so bad?
你会说，哎，主啊，我的心还可以啊。
But it can be better.
还是可以更好。
Is Jesus at the throne of your heart?
耶稣在你心的宝座上面吗？
Is he your master?
他是你的主吗？
Or the any other part of your heart that is close to Jesus, do not enter.
还是你在你的心里面已经设下了耶稣不能够进去的一个私密的地方？
If you say, Lord Jesus, my heart can be better.
如果你向主说，我的心可以更好。
Lord Jesus, there are certain areas of my life I have not surrendered to you.
主啊，我还有一些在我生命当中，我心中不愿意向你降服的地方。
And if the Holy Spirit is talking to you today,
如果今天圣灵向你说话，
He's saying to you, wake up.
他说醒来。
He said, examine your heart.
审查你的心。
If you say, Lord, I want to be better.
如果你心里说，主，我要更好。
I want a heart that is fully submitted to you.
我要一个全心向你降服的心。
Would you stand and then let God minister to you today?
你可以站立起来，今天让神来帮助你。
Yes, my heart can be better.
我的心可以更好。
It can be more fully submitted to you.
我可以更加的将我的心降服在你的面前。
If that is who you are, would